Hi, I'm Mark Levine. In the 1990s, I was marching in the street for progressive causes. In the early 2000s, I was working behind the scenes in Congress, helping Congressman Barney Frank with progressive causes. And currently, I am a sitting state representative, a delegate in the Virginia House of Delegates, working on progressive causes. I've also done radio for more than 10 years, TV for like 7 or so. I've gone up against Bill O'Reilly, Megyn Kelly, and all of them, explaining exactly how the law works, the government works, judicial cases work, and frankly, how the system often doesn't work. Tune in to listen every Monday and Wednesday right here on Progressive Voices at 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time as I give you the inside scoop on all that's going on in Washington and across the nation.
Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Mark Levine, reporting live from the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. For millennia, human beings have debated what to do with the elderly, with the weak, with the infirm, with the disabled, with children. What do you do with people who are not the most healthy in a society? Well, the Nazis had their answer. They would roll up killing vans, where they would put in people who were either mentally ill or disabled or unable to walk or blind people, deaf people, and they would gas them. The Spartans, back in ancient Sparta, a little more than 2,000 years ago, had a different plan. They would take the weak babies, the infirm babies, those that they didn't think were strong enough, and they'd leave them alone to die upon a mountaintop while the stronger ones got to live. Now, those were societies, well, I don't know about the Nazis, but certainly the Spartans, you know, there were societies where they said, we just can't provide for everyone. We don't have the resources to provide for everyone. They weren't in the richest country on earth, that country being the United States of America. Now, some 35 nations worldwide, virtually all of the ones we consider our close allies, Western nations, the nations of Europe, England, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, even little Costa Rica have decided they simply provide health care for everyone. Everyone has a right to live. Everyone should pay for it. You never really know whether you're going to catch cancer one moment. You never know whether you might be run over a car or lose a limb or lose your eyesight or lose your mind. You never know whether you're going to have a child with special needs or not. And therefore, if we all provide for everyone, everyone's taken care of. And because health care generally is not your fault, disease is generally not your fault, everyone's covered. And, you know, to the extent that disease is your fault, let's say you smoke two packs a day, then many of these societies say, okay, you have to pay extra because you are choosing a lifestyle that is likely to kill you. But as I said, most cancers, most genetic diseases, most diseases are not really the fault of the patient. Is Alzheimer's the fault of the patient? No, they're just the way people live and or die. But the Republicans have a new plan. Their plan is to let tens of thousands of Americans die so that very rich individuals get a tax cut. Indeed, the current Senate plan that is just coming out, the goal of the secret Senate plan, obviously, was to keep it quiet for months on end so that nobody knew it was in it, and then to show its face just in time to vote for it. That plan would consign about 30,000 Americans a year to their death, unnecessary death, just so some Americans can get a tax cut. It would be about 10 times 9/11. Now, 9/11 was considered a bad thing. We went to war over 9/11, arguably two wars over 9/11. The country was demoralized and really very upset about the 3,000 Americans dead on 9/11. What about the 30,000 Americans the Republicans planned to let die? Is there any concern about them? There does tend to be a political concern, and some politicians are starting to recognize that if a whole bunch of their constituents die, they may not like the Republican plan. And that's why Senator McConnell, who pretty much drafted the plan by himself in private, heck, even people who are supposed to be working with him on the plan, people like Ted Cruz, came out against it, at least at first. Mitch McConnell has said, hey, the plan's not done yet. We're still time for changes. We could do wholesale changes. The Congressional Budget Office is going to score it tonight, and we'll find out how many Americans will die on Tuesday, and we may change it 100 more times, but you got to vote by Thursday. That's right, this Thursday. No, I'm not joking. This Thursday, June 29th. That's the Republican plan. We still don't know what's in it. We still don't know how many Americans will die. But we'll know, and we'll know a few hours before the plan is voted on. How many hours? Well, the Democrats pleaded with Mitch McConnell, who, of course, did not allow them to participate one iota, not one bit, not one thing at all, to have at least 10 hours, 10 hours to find out what's in the bill, to debate the bill, before the bill becomes law. Because, you know, once the Senate passes it, it goes back to the House, and then it's pretty clear the House will support it, and then Donald Trump signs it. So before the final text that decides the lives of over a decade, hundreds of thousands of Americans, can we have 10 hours, maybe? 10 hours? Just to give you an example, the Democrats gave more than 10 months on the Affordable Care Act. It was actually over a year. More than 10 months at a time when Republicans were encouraged to participate time and time again. More than 10 months when Republicans put forth about 150 amendments, and some 120 Republican amendments were accepted in the Affordable Care Act before they virtually all chose to vote against it. All the Republican senators did, and all but one Republican in the House voted against it. That one later flip-flopped and voted against it. So the Democrats gave more than 10 months, more than a year. The Republicans won't even give us 10 hours to look at a bill that will decide the life or death of your family member, your disabled family member, your elderly family member, yourself, perhaps. Maybe you will live or die based on the vote on Thursday. And you may not even realize it yet because you haven't gotten that cancer yet. You haven't lost that job yet. You haven't been diagnosed with that rare genetic disease yet, or your child, or your parent, or your sister, or brother, or cousin, or friend. So crucial life decisions, far more crucial than 9/11. 9/11 is nothing compared to this. More on the level of World War II or the Vietnam War. Vietnam War killed 50,000 Americans. So people got very upset about that. This could cause the Vietnam War in less than 2 years. These major decisions are going to be made, and we still don't know what they're voting on because what they put out, they say, is subject to various changes. Have you called your member of Congress? Have you called your senator at 202-224-3121? I'll put the number in on Facebook, on my website. I'll put it down in the next break. Have you called your senator yet? Do you realize that whether or not you call may determine whether you or someone you love lives or dies? It's hard to put the drama in this thing, frankly, to sufficient to explain how important this is. After all, the Republicans were determined to keep everything secret. They said, quote, we're not stupid, unquote. We know that if we tell the American people what's in this legislation, they will rise up against us. Because this bill does not actually repeal Obamacare. What it repeals is Medicaid. This bill repeals the idea that Americans who are sick should get health care. It's going to raise, one thing we know it will do is it's going to dramatically raise your premiums. your premiums will go sky high. It will probably go too high for you to ever afford it. Now, if you've got a job that pays for it, good for you. Keep that job forever. If you hate your boss, if he cuts your pay or she cuts your pay, keep that job forever, because if you lose it, sorry, pre-existing conditions are going out the window. All these protections you thought you had, sorry, you're about to lose them. It's ironic that Republicans said there were death panels in Obamacare. Those didn't exist. But the idea of the death panel was at least government bureaucrats would decide whether you live or die. The Republican plan gets rid of the middleman. No more government bureaucrats. They won't decide whether you live or die. You're just going to die. You're going to die. Sorry. Unless you're very young, extremely healthy, and filthy rich. If you are a billionaire, let me be very clear, you're going to do way better under this bill. This bill will give 400 individuals in America, 400, not 4 million, not 4,000, 400 people each a $7 million tax cut. Now, that's pretty damn good if you're one of those 400 people. $33 billion alone will be paid to 400 families. And in return, people in about six or seven states will lose their health care, lose their Medicaid expansion, and a substantial number of those are just going to die. And that's the choice. And that's the choice we make. And if you support the Republican plan, you support allowing innocent Americans who can't afford health care to die just so some very rich people get a tax cut. And I guess my question for you is, why would anyone support that? Trump voters, of course, are being lied to. On Fox and Friends, Kellyanne Conway said this isn't a cut. She said of the more than $800 billion that are going to be cut in Medicaid, that's billion with a B, $800 billion are going to be cut, but they're not going to be cut, she said. All we're going to do is make the states take care of you. You got it? It's kind of like a doctor saying, I'm not ceasing treatment for you. I'm putting you outside the hospital bleeding in the street. We're simply allowing good Samaritans to take care of you. You see, you're still being taken care of. Yeah, I, the federal government, will no longer take care of you, but we'll leave you to the states. The states that have dramatically cut Medicaid spending over many, many years. And you see, the states may well just have to raise their taxes as well. So even if they take care of you, and it's likely that in the poorer states you're just going to die, even if the states take care of you, they're going to have to dramatically raise their taxes, and that gets rid of the tax cut. So here's what's so interesting about all of this. A few conservative Republicans oppose the bill because they say it kills Medicaid. It doesn't kill Obamacare. It doesn't kill the Affordable Care Act. That requires 60 votes. The Republicans are doing something they've been trying to do ever since the 1960s. Kill Medicaid. Kill Medicare. I guess what's next after that? They want to kill Social Security. This is exactly what the Republican plan is designed to do. And it's designed to do so for a very specific reason. The Republicans believe, just like the Spartans and just like the Nazis, that if you're weak and poor, you don't deserve to live. I want you to think about that. If you are a Republican today, and many people are leaving the party, if you're a Republican today, you are saying if you do not have enough money to pay for your own health care, either you're going to have to die or you're going to go to the emergency room, you're going to pay way, way, way more than everybody else because, you know, heart medication is a lot cheaper than heart surgery. And that will still bankrupt our states and federal government. You'll still be in more pain because you're going to have that heart attack and that heart surgery. And you'll be worse off and you'll still die earlier. That's the Republican plan. Why isn't everybody calling their senator at 202-224-3121? We'll be right back with more of the Inside Scoop. Call in at 888-48-MARK, 888-48-6275. Right back right after this.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded, liberal American. He's Mark Levin. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world. Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. It doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to sacrifice tens of thousands of American lives just so that a few millionaires and billionaires get a mighty tax cut. Other countries do it differently. I know the Republicans say that the Affordable Care Act, they call it Obamacare, is falling apart. Of course, they've designed it to fall apart. By refusing to implement it, they're designing it to fall apart. It's kind of like not giving your car any maintenance, denying it gas, shooting the tires, and then saying, hey, this car won't run, let's scrap it. Or maybe a more apt metaphor is to take a horse and cut its leg off and then say, hey, this horse won't run, let's shoot it. Well, Republicans have been cutting off the legs of the Affordable Care Act, trying to kill it, and this will be not so much the death blow to Obamacare as the death blow to Medicare. Under the House plan, 23 million Americans would be denied insurance. We don't know how many will be denied under the Senate plan yet. The Congressional Budget Office will score it probably this evening. But we know 69 million Americans rely on Medicaid, and a large number of them are going to be in big trouble. But it doesn't have to be that way. Fred, on line two from Toronto, Ontario, has told me a little bit about the Canadian system. Fred, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
How are you doing?
You sent me an email, which I very much appreciate. I think it was just a day or two ago, on your busted knee, and you were in Florida, and you decided to go home to Canada to get it treated. Tell me how that went.
I'll just straighten you out on the story.
Okay.
I live in Canada. I was born in the States. Very proud to be an American until Obama came along, but the proudness has come back now. I needed a knee replacement. I saw a physio. I went to a clinic here in the middle of January. I was home for a couple of weeks from Florida. My knee was in bad shape. They said I should get something done immediately, but we had plans to go back to Florida, which we did. We came home March the 3rd. I had a prearranged meeting visit with the surgeon, never met him before, for March the 6th. And my knee was in really bad shape, so he got me on the schedule for March 23rd. So it was only like less than 20 days before I had my surgery, and it's been fantastic. We have tremendous health care up here. We have to pay through our taxes. But, I think you guys are all just jumping up and down for nothing. I mean, you know, you don't want single payer, but eventually you're going to get it.
How much did your knee cost you extra in addition to your taxes?
It does cost you in your taxes, but
right. But how much did you pay for the doctor?
Bankrupt here because they don't have health care. And when I got through with my operation, it cost me under $10 to get three prescriptions.
Under $10
because it was covered by my company's health plan.
So under $10 to get your knee replaced.
To get three prescriptions to help me recover.
How's your knee doing today?
One of them was morphine.
How's your knee doing today,
Fred?
How's your knee?
So, you know, we have a very good system here.
I appreciate it, Fred. Just tell me, how's your knee today?
Is one of the best.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
How's your knee today?
My knee is fantastic.
How many years ago was the operation?
It was done on March 23rd.
March 23rd of this year. All right. Stay tuned if you want with me, Fred. Others are welcome to call in. 888-48-MARK. Back after this. Listen up, my fellow Americans. The fate of the Republic, or at least the fate of tens of thousands of American lives, really hundreds of thousands, over the course of several years, depends on what you do. Yes, you, dear listener, what you are doing today, tomorrow, Wednesday, or Thursday. A cousin of mine asked me just a couple days ago, do I really think the Republicans might pass this bill? I said, yes, yes, and yes. Of course. But what about those Republican conservatives, you know, Rand Paul, Ron Johnson, Mike Lee? They said the bill wasn't tough enough. You believed them? Hey, if you believe them, I got a bunch of Trump lies to sell you on. They're trying to make the bill tougher, yes. But you could change a comma into a period, and they'll vote for it in a second. They're just trying to posture. Their votes are there. Well, what about the moderates? Dean Heller of Nevada, or we've got Susan Collins in Maine. Shelley Capito, not really a moderate, in West Virginia. Mitch McConnell needs 50 votes, 50 votes out of the 52 Republican votes in the Senate. He needs 50 because, of course, Pence will break the tie. I think he's going to lose Heller's vote. Dean Heller is from a purple state, Nevada, and he is up for re-election in 2018. He's one of the most vulnerable Republicans. When he says the bill is too cruel, I think he means that his constituents have called and said the bill is too cruel. He knows he'll lose his re-election. He has to vote against it. But that still gives McConnell 51 votes. As long as he doesn't lose two, he's okay. And moderates often make the deciding vote in the Republican Party. The only thing that will defeat this monstrosity, the only thing, is between now and Thursday, you and all your friends and everyone you know calls their senator. When the health care bill passed, it bombarded the Capitol switchboard so badly that it went out. It went out. It couldn't handle the volume of calls. The Senate bill is worse than the House bill, harms more Americans than the House bill, is more right-wing, will kill more. We will have 9/11 every 2 months under this bill. And don't but think this is the beginning of the process, my friends. This is the end. The Republicans kept the bill secret for a reason. They didn't want you to know what was in it. They didn't want you to call your senator. They didn't want you to have time to get upset. So don't think the House will look at it and then play ping pong and push something back. No. They're going to pass the Senate bill because they don't want to have time for the public to learn what's in it. It'll be signed so fast that you can't say, wait, grandma's going to die? I know this sounds like hyperbole. I wish it were. This is the end of the safety net. If you believe that Americans shouldn't die merely because of poverty, you need to call your senator at 202-224-3121. I can't underscore this enough. Now, if enough Republicans oppose it that they only have 49 votes, if Susan Collins, and she hasn't said this, definitively says she's going to vote against it, or Lisa Murkowski of Alaska definitively says she's going to vote against it, then if they can't get 49, yeah, a whole bunch of Republicans will desert it, and Rand Paul and Mike Lee will say it wasn't strong enough, and blah, 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 blah. They'll all run away from it. But at the moment, we're not there yet. It's summer. People aren't focused. And Mitch McConnell's done a very, very good job of keeping it secret. Remember, he refuses even 10 hours notice. 10 hours of debate. He won't give us 10 hours as he decides the lives of hundreds of thousands of Americans. He won't give us 10 hours. How much did North Korea give that poor young American before they killed him? We can't have 10 hours before we decide whether our loved ones live or die. Premiums are going to skyrocket. I've even heard of, you know, some people say with dark humor, well, if they pass this and enough Americans die, at least they'll vote for Democrats next time. Great. Are you really willing to sacrifice tens of thousands of American lives? And the way it works, it doesn't kick in for a while. Look, healthcare is essential. This is something we all need. We all live or die. And we have till Thursday. And that is purposeful. Purposeful. The Democrats gave the Republicans more than 10 months, over a year. The Republicans won't give us even 10 hours. The Democrats allowed more than 100 Republican amendments to pass. The Republicans refuse all Democratic amendments. And remember, Democrats are the majority of the country. More Americans voted against Donald Trump than voted for him. 3 million more Americans chose Hillary Clinton. This is a great time for Facebook, friends. This is a great time to let your fellow citizens know what's going on. I thought it was interesting. Fred from Toronto, who we just heard from, he hated Obama. He liked Trump, right? But he admitted that his Canadian health care was pretty damn good. Oh, but if you need knee surgery in Canada, you have to wait for months and years. Nope. Fred got his done in 20 days. His knee's just fine. And he paid less than 10 bucks. That's called single payer. And I realize the Affordable Care Act isn't there. I realize we don't have universal health care. I support universal health care. But if they kill Medicaid, if they kill any hope that poor people will get adequate care, we will go in the wrong direction. 888-48-MARK, 888-488-6275. Dean, line one, Buffalo. Hey, Dean, how are you?
I am doing well. I love your passion.
Thank you.
Seriously? Oh, my gosh. All you need is Hulk Hogan's entrance music.
And I need like 10 million people marching beside me in Washington, D.C. Other than that, I'll be fine.
And maybe some steroids. Not that he took them. But anyway, I'm going to join the pep rally. We all know a grandparent, a mom and dad who's about to retire, who is basically going to harm unless they have a really, really good retirement program. So the good news is, despite the fact that Republicans allegedly, I'm not saying all of them, have a tendency to be dollar-oriented, the majority of the people voted against Trump, and therefore we need to, if we take it to the streets and if we call our congressmen and, I'm sorry, congresspeople.
Right, our senators and our members of Congress.
Then there's no way I can see this getting passed.
Well, I'm sorry, Dean. I wish I could be as optimistic as you. I think there's a very good chance this will pass. In fact, if you had to ask me the bill's prospects today, I would say 60-40, it will pass. I hope my odds change. But the irony is this. You know, I've talked to a lot of very rich people, and very few of them want the millions of dollars this bill will give them if it means that tens of thousands of innocent Americans die. Very few people are selfish enough to say, yeah, I make $100 million a year, and I want to make $107 million a year, and if 10, 20,000 people die, I'm okay with it. Really, very rich people, very few of them say that, at least out loud. I mean, the doctors don't support this. The American Medical Association came out strongly against it. They said the first rule of the Hippocratic Oath is do no harm. This bill does harm. Every medical society is against it. I don't know anyone who supports it. Frankly, even Republican senators are not sure whether to support it. They just said, I don't know what's in it. Mitch McConnell's going to write it. But what I found really interesting is today they're now talking about changes. The bill vote is scheduled for Thursday, and they're still talking about changes. And again, when Schumer said to McConnell, will you give us at least 10 hours to look at the bill, to debate it before you pass it, before you take a vote on it? And he said, nope, doesn't deserve 10 hours. All these American lives don't deserve 10 hours. Don't deserve one day's look. Don't deserve half a day's look. Think of the contempt Mitch McConnell has for the people of Kentucky who voted for him, who have Medicaid expansion, who have the Affordable Care Act. What contempt he has for the people in Kentucky that are going to die because Mitch McConnell is going to make them die from this secret bill that he drafted. Now, I realize there are some that might say, well, Mark, you know, if they vote to let them die and hundreds of thousands of Trump voters die, well, you know, maybe then they'll rise up. Well, you know what? I'm not willing to think that way. Oh, you know, it might be politically better if a bunch of Americans in red states die. I don't think that way. What would be better is if this bill doesn't pass at all. So, Dean, get people riled up. Share on Facebook. Your senators in New York are pretty good. I got to tell you, I'm worried about some of your local people in New York, some of your state legislators, particularly in your state Senate. Every state's got some issue or another. Here in Virginia, we have two good senators, but we've got a terrible House of Delegates controlled by Republicans, and I know I'm in it. I'm in the minority where I live. Wherever you live in the United States of America, you can make a difference. Just the irony is, it's so simple. You can do it in the break. I want someone to do it in the break right now. 202-224-3121. All you do is say hi. They're going to say Capitol Switchboard. Hold, please, hopefully, because they got a barrage of calls. And you'll say, I want to speak to my senator. If you don't know the name of your senator, just say, I live in Nebraska. Put me in touch with my senator. Or I live in Texas. I live in California. And talk to your Congress member of Congress, too. And tell them that you need some time. You need more than 10 hours before you overhaul America's health care just to give a few billionaires a tax cut. Tell them that you want this bill at least 3 months so that you have time. Time for experts to look at it. Time to determine how many Americans will die. Time to determine if you will die or you will lose your health care or your grandma will or your father or your wife or your son or your daughter or your brother or your cousin or your friend. We need time. They did this in secret for a reason. This is part of the dictatorial style that Donald Trump and the Republicans are bringing to America. But if you believe in democracy, even if you think, hey, you know what? Let 10,000 Americans die. I want my tax cut. Even if you think that way, you should at least give your fellow Americans time to examine what's in the bill before they pass it. Stick on with me if you want, Dean. I'll take other callers at 888-48-MARK. 888-488-6275. We'll be right back right after this.
He's a Fulbright scholar and he speaks French, but he couldn't tell you who won the Super Bowl. It's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. It's your last chance to call in at 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. The Republican plan, Trump Care plan, that the Senate has put forward today would give $700 billion in tax cuts over the next decade to very rich people. More than 30 billion with a B, will go to 400 families. 400 of the highest income families in the country will each get $7 million a year on average. Now, that's just 400 Americans getting $33 billion, $7 million each. That's just 1/20, less than 5% of the tax cuts going out. But you know what it could do, that same $33 billion? You could expand Medicaid in Nevada, hear that, Senator Heller, and West Virginia, hear that, Senator Capito, and Alaska, right, Senator Murkowski, and Arkansas. Every single individual in need of Medicaid expansion in Nevada, West Virginia, Arkansas, and Alaska will lose it so that 400 families get a tax cut that they don't need, probably don't want. I mean, when you make $100 million a year, what's $107 million? It's an entry in your bank book. If you make $100 million a year, you can buy anything you want. You can go anywhere you want. You can have anything you want. I mean, what's an expensive mansion? $30 million? $40 million? Right? It won't even affect how many – you can buy three expensive mansions a year. And you'll be okay, and you won't notice the difference. Or thousands of Americans in those four states will die. What's the choice? What choice would you make? What choice would you urge your representative to make? Maria, line two, Phoenix, Arizona. How are you?
Hey, Mark. First of all, before I forget, you know, this is blood money, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, what I think is frustrating me the most, I'm a Democrat, and we know what's going on. But what we're – and you have Republican people who listen to your radio show – and we're not telling them that they're not immune from this. They are not immune.
No.
If this if this passes, they are not immune.
A virus,
and that's not getting out there.
A virus does not know the difference between a Republican and a Democrat. A genetic disease does not distinguish whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. Cancer doesn't stop and say, oh, you're a Republican, we won't infect you. That's right.
I agree. But we're not saying that. And so all they hear is, oh, the Democrats are whining. They're crying about this. They do not get that they're not immune. If we get it, guess what? They're going to get it, too. So, and I don't want my fellow Americans who may be, you know, who may be from a different party from me to die to understand that they're not immune.
Exactly. I'm afraid they'll understand it once it's too late. And the thing is,
yes,
there's no time to examine the bill because Mitch McConnell wanted it that way. He doesn't want time for think tanks and universities and experts and doctors to determine how many people are going to die. The Congressional Budget Office will weigh in tonight. And they're still talking about changes with a vote on Thursday. Talk about a rush to judgment. I mean,
It's disgusting.
So let me ask
it's
you
disgusting.
This. You live in Arizona.
Yes.
Your two senators are both Republicans, but they're both somewhat maverick Republicans. John McCain and Jeff Flake don't always go with their party. I assume when we're done with this call, you're going to call, if you haven't already, 202-224-3121 and let them know what you think.
I already have.
You already have. I thought you probably have, but
yeah,
just in case you hadn't.
And the thing about them is they say one thing, but then they're a bunch of cowards. You know, if you don't believe in this bill, do not pass it because you're hurting Republicans as much as you're hurting everyone else.
Well,
and that needs to get out.
It does, and I assume, Maria, you're spreading it on social media, you're telling all your friends and family, you're sending out emails, you are letting your fellow Arizonans know, just as I'm trying to let all Americans know. Because actually, your two Arizona senators, I think Heller is going to vote no in Nevada. Your two Arizona senators could make the difference them alone. That's how much power you in Arizona have. So, Maria, exercise your power.
You.
Go forth. Save our country, will you please? We need your help.
Sir. Have a good day.
Thank you, Maria. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Lisa on line 3 in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Mark, for taking my call.
Sure.
I have 3 points.
Okay.
One is that for in every anecdote that you have from someone calling in and telling you how wonderful the Canadian system is, I probably could come up with one. I've got a good friend whose mother, she's a dual citizen. She's Canadian and American, and her mother passed away because they could not get to her in time for her cancer, to treat her cancer. So she passed away directly.
Why didn't she go get American care?
Her mother was not a dual citizen. My friend is.
I see. You know, people do die from cancer in other countries. I think the heart of it is you simply look at the rate of satisfaction. And so you're right. An anecdote is an anecdote. But I think if you look at overall rates of satisfaction, you'll find that more than 90% of Canadians are satisfied with their care. But go on, make your other 2 points.
My second point is that I don't think anybody is really addressing the problem. This, all of these bills, no matter which one we have, is addressing health insurance. It's not addressing health care. We don't have enough doctors. We do not produce enough doctors. We have a stranglehold on how many doctors can get residencies. So the health care system is broken, but we've got to start with actual health care and not with the insurance.
Make your third point real quick before you run out of time. Go ahead.
My third point is, you know, I'm just tired of people saying, you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die.
But let me ask you this.
We've heard it for too many years.
Well, the studies show that for every 1 million people that are denied insurance, 1,000 of them die. And I can show you a Harvard Medical Society study. I can show you numerous. I'm talking about journals. I'm not talking about politicians. I'm talking about medical journals that say that. And the House health care bill would take 23 million Americans and make them uninsured. So that's 23,000 Americans more that die a year. That's not playing with statistics.